May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do you remember being in school, especially the dreadful years of middle school or junior high, when we were awkward, our legs were too long, we weren't coordinated, and everything seemed important? Did you know the pain of trying out for a sport, doing your very best, and waiting an agonizing amount of time to find out whether or not you made the cut and were part of the team, or were cut from the team? Those days, I would wait outside the gym for hours, anxiously awaiting this posting. If your name was there, you would hear the shouts of joy and relief. If your name was not, you walked away in despair as friendships were torn apart if one made it and the other did not. Perhaps when you heard this parable of Jesus about the vineyard, those kinds of memories were stirred, and you approached it with great fear and trepidation. For this parable is often treated this way: who makes the cut? Who gets cut? You have to make sure that you're a good producer or you'll get cut off and burned up. But that approach misses a much greater truth about community. And when you see that, the beauty of this parable comes to light. It has a different perspective and tone. The cutting is simply a statement of truth, not judgment or condemnation. This passage is part of the farewell discourse of Jesus as he is preparing his disciples for his impending death, resurrection, and their mission. Jesus is reminding them that it is critical for them to stay together, to stay with the vine for nourishment, or they'll die. It is a promise of nourishment as we abide in the vine. We are not only with the vine, but we are actually part of the vine and connected with each other. And to embrace this parable, you have to know something about vineyards. Unlike the corn and soy that we plant here in Indiana in field after field after field, grapes are not a crop that are planted annually that you rotate with soy. Each plant is a long-term investment. Growing grapes signify commitment. The vine dresser's grapevines remain with him for decades. He comes to know each vine individually, much like a parent would know their child or a shepherd would know his sheep. It is critical for his success to know how the vines are growing each year, to know which vine is strong and which one has suffered from weakness, to know the pH and composition of the soil, to know how each vine is responding to the conditions around it and how to care for it in a particular way. It is the viticulturist's responsibility to make adjustments for the grape. It takes years for a vine dresser to know and to nurture each vine. It starts with the rootstock, and when Jesus says, "I am the true vine and my Father is the vine grower," it is about this deep and enduring relationship. Jesus is that stock from which the rest of the vine grows. Most grapevines are grafted into rootstock, which has the qualities the branches lack. Rootstock has the ability to withstand the Phyphalexa rot that would kill the vine. All the potential of the branch to bear fruit is based on its connection to the root and the rest of the vine. Our nourishment is found in Christ and in each other. Christ is the source from which we receive strength. He is our protector from that which could rot our souls. And there is an awful lot that could do it to us. There are the economic challenges, the societal unrest, the political landscape, the aging of our bodies, the tense relationships, the opportunities for bitterness and unforgiveness can all cause our souls to rot. But as we turn again and again to Jesus as our source, these things never need to take hold of us. For the first 2 to 4 years of a grapevine, they are not very productive. In fact, in the third year, it's only as half as productive as it's anticipated to be. And in speaking of the true vine and God as the vine dresser, it speaks to the patience that God has for us. We're not going to grasp everything the first time around, and God knows that already. We need time to grow, to be nurtured, time for our many gifts to develop. And God has that kind of patience with us. So we, as part of the vine, can have that patience with each other. A beautiful example happened yesterday as the Acolyte team met together under the leadership of Brother Francis and Tyler. We had a wonderful time going over every tiny step of what we do during our most common liturgies. Questions were asked and answered. We drew from the knowledge we had and the experience of us all. A deeper understanding of this ministry and its importance to do with reverent excellence and care was emphasized, for it is all for the glory of God alone. It was joined with the understanding that while we aim for perfection and excellence, there is also grace when things don't go exactly as planned. It takes time for acolytes and choir members and priests, for all of us to mature in our calling, and the vine dresser already knows that. But once productive, pruning is not over. The work continues because grapevines require annual pruning to remain faithful. If vines are not pruned, they lose their vigor and they never, ever live up to their potential. Often Lent gives us that time for annual pruning. And when God prunes us, it's never fun, and we can focus on what we have lost. We may hear a scripture that makes us uncomfortable because it shines a light on an aspect of our lives that don't yet reflect the love of God, and that has to go. Snip, snip, crunch, crunch. Maybe it's gossip. Maybe it's prejudice. Maybe it's theft of work supplies. Maybe it's the excessive watching of TikTok, TV, or videos, or reading, or any other thing that interferes with our time with God. These things must be trimmed or cut for us to bear good fruit. Every branch experiences the hand of the vine dresser. If a branch bears no fruit, it is removed. But if we look within, most of us bear at least some fruit. And if we bear fruit, then we get to be pruned so we can bear more fruit. God doesn't come through the vineyard with a combine harvester like you would with feed corn, mowing everything down in its path and separating one part from the other. No. As we allow the work of the Holy Spirit, God carefully cuts away all that will not make us fruitful. Sometimes that hurts. Even as we are continually fed by Christ, our source. But as we trust the hand of God, in time we will be able to look back and see where God's hand in our lives have made us more fruitful, as things we thought important were removed. People who have never been through any hardship seldom understand the pain of others. The people who've experienced pain and loss develop deep wells of compassion for others. Those who have achieved sobriety understand the struggles of those seeking it in ways I never will. Those who have lost a loved one understand the vagaries of grief, and that closure, true closure, is a myth. In being cut and in healing, we understand that not everyone has the same opportunity or skill set. And from that experience, new life can come into fruition. Pruning is not just for our benefit, but it is for the health of the whole vine, the entire community. Even after the major pruning is all done, more trimming happens in terms of canopy management, that is, how the shoots are positioned on a trellis and how leaves are removed to let in more sunlight. Without this step, the fruit, so painstakingly grown, is at risk for fungal disease due to humidity and to the lack of an airflow. The problem of humidity is probably one of the reasons that only 2% of the nation's grapes grow in Indiana. So God is never, ever finished with us. In big ways of pruning and small ways of trimming the canopy, God has chosen to care for us so we can reflect the nature of Christ. It would be much easier for Jesus if he simply compared himself to barley or grain or corn that one season's in and one season's out. But in John 12, he compares himself to corn when he speaks of his death. But here, when Jesus is speaking about community, he is speaking of his enduring care for us, our connection with him and with each other. He is the true vine. He is our source. So let us go forth into the world bearing much fruit.